You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to another episode. Today I'm going to talk to you about how your attitude matters when it comes to success and how to deal with mental chatter.
Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com.
So let's talk about attitude and what it has to do with your overall chances of being successful. Having a positive outlook can be a huge help for a variety of reasons. Let's take a closer look at how positivity can help you reach your goals and work towards permanent change. Having the right attitude helps you stay motivated. Being successful takes work, and that's just more fun when you're enjoying what you're doing. While not every task and everything that you need to be taken care of will be your favorite task, having a positive attitude about it will help. Start by becoming more aware of your moods and outlooks as you go about your day. Make an effort to be grateful and find the good side of things. Over time, your positivity will increase and it'll help you stay on track and stay motivated. Having a good attitude helps you to overcome hurdles. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go your way or fall through. Now, we all face setbacks, and we all make mistakes. How we deal with them is what sets successful people apart from the rest. So work on your positivity and find a lesson in everything that happens. You'll come out on the other side stronger and better than before. Having the right attitude helps you to do better at work. So take a second and think about the last time you had fun working on a project. It was much easier to get into the flow, and time flew by. You enjoyed yourself, and that showed in your work. We tend to work so much better when we're in a good mood. It's also easier to work in a more efficient way when you like what you're doing. In fact, when you find that groove and that perfect project, it doesn't feel like work at all. That's the kind of state you want to work in most of the time. So to make all that happen, you should make an effort to work on positivity. Check your attitude and find the joy in everything that you do. Keeping a journal can help, as it makes you focus on your thoughts. You can look back and see what are the things you did worked and helped you make progress. Another powerful tip is to create a journal or file of encouragement. Fill it with positive images and motivational quotes. You can include proof of your accomplishments and any recommendations and testimonials you receive. And browse through the journal or file anytime you need an extra boost of positivity. So in the next segment, we're going to dive in on how to deal with your mental chatter. So we all have a constant companion that never shuts up. The mental chatter in our head starts when we wake up and is still going even when we go to sleep. It's even active in our dreams. Unfortunately, this never-ending stream of thought can be damaging over time. Fortunately, with understanding and objectivity, the impact of mental chatter can be mitigated. If you're willing to take control and keep your thoughts positive, mental chatter even can be helpful. And there are several tactics that you can use to manage your mental chatter. The first is to recognize that brains make noise. Brains generate thoughts the way little dogs bark. It's just what they do. And while your brain can be taught to quiet down to an extent, there's no way to silence it completely while you're still breathing. Accept that the nature of your brain is to make noise that only you can hear. That doesn't mean that you have to allow it to control you or affect you. Maintain some distance from your mental chatter. Since you know that your brain is going to generate thoughts regardless of the situation, it's easy to see that you don't have to engage with those thoughts. Just allow your mental chatter to pass on by. Avoid grabbing onto any of those stray thoughts and running with them. Just let them go. Meditate daily. Meditation shows you just how noisy your mind can be. It also allows you to practice bringing your mind back to the point of focus. You also learn a lot about how your mind works when you meditate. So a few minutes a day can make a big difference. Using affirmations. Affirmations are a great way to counteract negative mental chatter. So you can't think about two things at the same time. When any negative thoughts appear, recite your affirmations to yourself. You not only feel a positive boost from the affirmations, but you'll also avoid the impact of your negative self-talk. And the last one I'm going to talk about is to avoid judging. A good portion of the noise in our head is created by our constant need to judge everyone and everything. So imagine it's cold outside. It's okay to just acknowledge that it's cold. Just allow it to be cold without deciding that it's good or bad or requiring any additional commentary. And avoid the urge to judge people, places, things, and situations. And as an added bonus, the less you judge, the less you'll worry about being judged by others. So remember, when you make an effort to think positive thoughts, then your mental chatter is working for you rather than against you. Stay safe and be well.